to make the news at Christmas, it seems a priest just has to question the literalness of a virgin giving birth. Many in society mistakenly think that to challenge literalism is to challenge the norms of Christianity. What progressive interpretations try to do, however, is to remove the supernatural fluff and delve into the deeper spiritual truth of this festival. Christian fundamentalism believes a supernatural male god who lived above sent his sperm into the womb of the Virgin Mary. Although there were a series of miraculous events surrounding Jesus' birth, like wandering stars and angelic choirs, the real miracle was his death and resurrection 33 years later. The importance of this literal resurrection is the belief that it was a cosmic transaction whereby the male god embraced humanity only after being satiated by Jesus' innocent blood. The Christmas billboard on a local fundamentalist church in Mount Ross School sums it up. It says, "Jesus born to die for you." His birth was just an hors d'oeuvre before the main Calvary course. No doubt on Christmas Eve, when papers print the messages of church leaders, a few of them will serve up this fundamentalist thesis wrapped in a nice story. Progressive Christianity believes the Christmas stories are fictitious accounts designed to introduce the radical nature of the adult Jesus. They contrast the Lord and Savior Caesar with the anomaly of a new Lord and Savior born illegitimate in a squalid barn. At Bethlehem, low-life shepherds and heathen travelers are welcome, while the powerful and the priests aren't. The stories introduce the topsy-turvy way of God, where the outsiders are invited in and the insiders ushered out. Progressive Christianity doesn't overlook Jesus' life and rush to his death. Rather, it sees the radical hospitality he offered the poor, the despised, women, children, and the sick, and says, this is the essence of God. His death was a consequence of the offensive nature of that hospitality, and his resurrection a symbolic vindication. The Christmas billboard that will go up this week outside St. Matthew's lampoons literalism and invites people to think again about what a miracle is. Is the miracle a male god sending forth his divine sperm? Or is the miracle that God is and always has been among the poor? The billboard has a somber-looking Joseph and a consoling Mary, with the caption, "Poor Joseph, God is a hard act to follow." On Christmas Eve, when papers print the messages of church leaders, one or two of them will offer up this progressive thesis, encouraging laughter, generosity, and maybe even some controversy. Fundamentalism believes that Christianity is essentially about individual salvation and admission to an afterlife off the planet. What one believes rather than how one behaves is paramount. The planet is merely a testing ground. Progressive Christianity, however, emphasizes behavior above belief. How one treats one's neighbors, enemies, and planet is the essence of faith. The celebration of the birth of Jesus is a celebration of God in every birth and every person. For fundamentalist Christians, therefore, the incarnation is about the miraculous arrival of a baby soon to die and by his blood save us. For progressive Christians, the incarnation is about the miracle of this planet Earth and all life that exists here. Although these two positions stand in marked contrast to each other, there are many other distinct and interesting theologies of Christmas. Yet the culture of the church is such that differences are downplayed and commonality extolled. Variety is synthesized into a supposed unity, creating a mushy middle way. Most church leaders follow this middle mush approach, trying to say something pertinent without offending anybody. Progressive Christianity is distinctive in that not only does it articulate a clear view, it's also interested in engaging with those who differ. Its vision is one of robust engagement. If every Christian thought the same, not only would life be deadly boring, but also the fullness of God would be diminished. See, this is the consequence of incarnational theology. God is among us, even among those we disagree with or dislike. One billboard that expresses the middle mush approach reads, "I miss hearing you say Merry Christmas. Signed, Jesus." No one can take offense because no one is being asked to do or think anything particularly different except say Merry Christmas. No doubt on Christmas Eve, when papers print the messages of church leaders, most of them will serve up middle mush. Jesus will be born in a palatial, sanitized barn, and every king and crook, religious and irreligious, will surround him saying, "Merry Christmas, my friends." No reader will be asked to do or think anything risky. No reader will be offended, and no reader will write a critical response. They'll just yawn and turn the page.